Robinhood Radio now presents Shaw and Tell, local and regional commentary with Shaw Isaacson, journalist, editor, photographer, and reporter originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Shaw is the former editor of the Winsted Journal and former reporter for the Lakeville Journal. Shaw was the winner of the 2015 New England Better Newspaper Competition in editorial writing.
Lisa Lawrence is a musician from Haverhill, Massachusetts, who has lived in Manchester for the past several years. After many years of writing and playing her songs, she finally released her first album, Good Love Gone Bad, back in December. Her album is available on her website, lisalawrencerocks.com. In this podcast, Lawrence talks about her work, including her songwriting, why the world just can't get enough of breakup songs, and why it took her so long to record an album. How long have you been playing music for?
Wow. It's kind of like my age, where at this point I start to lose track. I actually started pretty late. I started in my mid-20s. And then I really didn't start really playing out till I was almost 30. So about 15 years.
So why did it take you so long to finally start playing out to people and starting playing the music out to people?
Well, I was really, believe it or not, in high school, I was in the choir in high school, which was just kind of for fun. So I really didn't consider myself a musician until I was so much later in life. I went back to school for music when I was in my mid-20s, I worked a regular day job, and I took music classes, I got a degree in music, studied opera. I kind of wanted to take a different path with it initially. I wanted to be a composer, so I was going to write symphonies, and I played out one open mic, and that was just going to be it, and that just kind of changed everything, and I just started doing the singer-songwriter thing and taking breaks here and there, but I never really stopped.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
What's a big difference, though, between opera and composing and, you know, the guitar thing right there? I mean, that was a big change for you, I guess.
I really liked singing classical music in the sense that it gave me just a really healthy voice. But I never felt comfortable singing other people's words. So it was pretty easy for me to jump ship on that. And then the composer thing, it's just kind of a different medium for getting my own voice out there, and a much more like satisfying one, I would say. I wrote some songs, and you go into rehearsals and you work on them with people, and then it's kind of a long haul before you get them out to perform for an audience, whereas an open mic, you can write it like the night before and just be out there performing it and recording it and doing it that way. So I do hope to go back into composing. I've started to dust off my chops recently and kind of work on some pieces that I put aside for a long time.
Gotcha. So, Good Love Gone Bad.
Yeah.
It's your latest release.
Yeah.
Tell me about how that album was formulated. What inspired you to record this album?
That album is a gift from all the people who are on it. I really cannot... There are no words to describe how everybody on that album inspired me. It's made with a bunch of different bands, a bunch of different musicians, and I would write a song, or I had a song written, and I would just be like, wow, I can just hear Johnny Mainstream playing this song. It would be so much fun to work with them. It was really an excuse to get together with friends and hang out and see some people that I haven't seen in so long. And they also kind of helped me took me a long time to make that album. I made it with my husband's father as a sound engineer, Charles Uzanis, and he is just incredible at what he does, which is a hobby. And so, you know, it was just kind of like when it was convenient for all of us to get together. So it took a while, and by the time I was finished with it, I was like really finished with it, because I had my hand in the mixing and the mastering, and I was kind of like, I never want to hear the song again.
So I think it took a few years to write all the songs out and to record.
Oh no, the songs were written in like a second. It was just a recording process that took a long time. Like I'd be in, you know, we'd be recording it, and then like summer would come, and we'd all be like out in the yard, or like I had a baby that put like a year kind of it into craziness. So it was just, you know, picking it up and putting it aside, picking it up and putting it aside, which was good in some ways, because every time you go to listen to it, when you're the, you know, you're have your hand in the mixing and the mastering, it gives you fresh ears and you hear things you hadn't heard before. Or my biggest problem was just like, oh, I want to redo the vocals. I want to redo the vocals. And people had to just stop me and be like, no, you don't. Just, it's fine. So that was kind of the hardest part. And I was having fun. I was having fun with my friends. I was like, oh, I could probably write another song. I could bring somebody else in. This would be great. But I set a date for the release, and I made it happen and wrapped it up. And now my brain is on like the next project. So
let's keep talking about Good Love Gone Bad. I mean, I heard some of it today. What inspired you? What was the inspiration from what you wrote? I mean, it kind of almost sounds like, you know, he had some bad relationships almost, some of these songs.
Yeah, they were probably bad. Definitely bad relationships. Kind of maybe even being a fly on the wall for other people's bad relationships too. Let's see. Yeah, it's so hard for me to, like, when I write, it's weird. Like, I don't write, I write from, like, lots of different snippets of my life and other things that I observe and kind of put them together like a puzzle. And so usually a song isn't about just, like, one thing. It's kind of, like, a lot of different relationships or a lot of different weird things that happened. Probably the one that is the most playing nice is, I grew up as a preacher's kid, so that song is just like just completely about having to be like super nice and the good girl every Sunday morning. Like, that's hands down bottom line for that song.
Gotcha. So we'll talk about the other ones, like Devil Woman, Playing Nice, Crazy, Red. Where'd those inspirations come from?
Okay, so Red is a funny song where, like, I was always one of those people that wore black, like a lot of black. And I was a choral director. There's like a joke that that's like the only color that they ever wear, and it's true. I would just always wear black. And so all of a sudden I noticed that, like, I would be like, I don't like the color red. Like, it's a very bold color. I'm not a bold person. I'm quiet. And then I noticed, like, all of a sudden I stopped and I looked around and I had like red nail polish on and a red dress and I was driving a red car. And I was like, wow, I it was like a sudden realization that, like, I guess I'm bolder than I think I am and stronger than I think I am.
Gotcha. So what would you like people to get out of these songs?
When I write songs, I think the thing that I like to hear the most about the song that I write is just that in some way it resonates with someone. In some respect, it doesn't have to be like I 100% relate to that song. But, you know, we all kind of hear songs that we love and we just kind of grasp onto like a line here or there that we just really feel like we connect to. And one of the biggest, like, best compliments I ever got was from someone who had my CD, like, this was 10 years ago, or, like, a album I put out, and he was like, I went through a horrible breakup, and your song, I forget which one, I think it was called Please Don't Go, is like, your song got me through that breakup. I listen to that song every day. I'm like, oh my gosh, if that makes me feel really good. I don't feel good that people are going through a horrible breakup. That doesn't make me feel good, but, you know, just to connect on some way that I helped somebody get through this time was really, really special.
So why do you think breakup songs and, you know, songs about relationships, why do you think, I mean, we've been hearing them for like years, decades, centuries.
Yeah.
Why do they endure? Why do you think they're so popular after all these years?
I think, well, when we're going through hard times in our life, I think it's really, I always reach out to music, as kind of a way to comfort myself. So I think that people gravitate towards music when they're going through a rough time. A lot of times it's breakup time. And, I don't know. For some reason, I always kind of wrote like these breakup songs. And I had actually a whole album of breakup songs like ready to go. And I just kind of scrapped it. Well, I didn't scrap it. I just put it on the back burner. And I have like 7 songs for an EP that are not breakup songs. Because I was like, I just don't feel like writing. I don't feel like. You write a song, you better like it because you're going to sing it and people are going to request it. And so I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not feeling these songs right now. I just feel like doing something different. So the next project, like the non-breakup song project that hopefully people can still relate to or wrap their brain around. But I think they can.
Do you think breakup songs are easier to write than love songs? I mean, your experience.
Yeah, for me, I think so. I just think it's, you're feeling a different kind of emotion, an emotion that needs an outlet. And that's what it becomes for me. It's just kind of the way to get what I'm trying to say out of my head. And it's cathartic, you know, like once you write it, I kind of feel like I get over it.
Gotcha. So was there anything else you want to say about Good Love Gone Bad? Is there anything you want to say out there to listeners to promote it?
Well, I really love the album, mostly because of how it was made. I'm forever indebted to all the awesome people that came and hung out with me, played music, and really inspired this project. So it feels like, you know, kind of this really exciting piece of music that really promotes so many Connecticut artists and so many Connecticut bands, which has a pretty awesome music scene. So I'm really, really lucky to have fallen into it and have all these awesome people play music with.
Gotcha. Is there anything you want to say about these Connecticut artists? I know you're playing Swan Day, which will probably have passed when this gets broadcast.
I'm psyched to play Swan Day because I've played it a couple years. Like, I've played it a couple times with my full band. So this year I'm playing it as a solo artist, which is cool. And it's just, Swan Day is just a really, really fun event. Every time I've played it, the energy in the building has just been incredible. So I'm really looking forward to return because I don't think I've played it for years. So I'm just psyched to go back to it and play. And there's a lot of people that I don't know because it's been a while. So I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing other musicians.
Do you get those kinds of that kind of energy from other musicians in Connecticut when you work with them and play with them?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many amazing bands and singer-songwriters in Connecticut. I kind of fell into the scene in the early 2000s. So I was living in Connecticut, then I moved away, and then I moved back. I was kind of at that point where I was at a crossroads, and I was just like, I don't know, you know, what form of music I want to continue with. And just being inspired by a bunch of artists from Connecticut just kept me going. I get really easily discouraged, so they just always kind of, when I felt like a lull in my schedule or just uninspired, I would get that phone call or that email, hey, you know, come and play the show tonight or come and play next month or whatever. And I'm like, okay, this is great. I've been lucky enough to just really come into contact with a bunch of great musicians who are really inspiring. A bunch of them played on this record, and it just, you know, every time I would kind of get a lull in my schedule or my energy, I always had somebody just kind of call me up, oh, you want to play the show? Or it just kind of kept me going. Plus, there's so many great musicians, so I would go to open mic and just kind of like, want to get better.
Gotcha.
Really push myself to get better.
Very good. So how do we find your music online?
If you go to my website, lisalawrencerocks.com, it will lead you to a link to Apple and CD Baby and Spotify.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, Lisa, thanks for being on my podcast, Shaw and Tell.
All opinions on Shaw and Tell are those of the host, Shaw Isaacson, produced with assistance and cooperation from Robin Hood Radio.